Drop down dew, ye heavens, from above, and let the clouds rain the just, let the earth be opened, and bud forth a Savior. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. I take my text from the introit of today's Mass. A late medieval commentary on the Brigittine office called the Mirror of Our Lady explains this verse in a following manner. Angel Gabriel came down with salutation to Our Lady, which is what we mean saying that the heavens, that is angels, descended from above. The clouds are prophets who were busy reigning, that is, foretelling the coming of Christ, the just, from whom righteousness would spring. The earth is Our Lady, who consented to give birth Christ. Also, yesterday we commemorated the feast of the expectation of Our Lady. This feast was formerly in Spain the feast when the Annunciation of Our Lady was celebrated. But when March the 25th replaced this date, the feast of yesterday was eventually given the name of the Expectation. In Spain, this Our Lady's feast of December the 18th was known as Our Lady of the O, referring to the first of the O antiphons, O Sapientia, sung at first vespers of the feast. The feast acquired additional glory when in Granada, on yesterday, many years ago, some 3,000 Moors were baptized and a major mosque was converted to a church, which marked the end of the efforts of the Muslims to freely practice their faith. Father Frederick Faber, the great English oratorian of the 19th century, once wrote a great hymn called Our Lady's Expectation, which contains these lines: like a secret told by angels, getting known upon the earth, is the mother's expectation of Messiah's speedy birth. Like secret, waiting to be revealed, we seem to look with a special tenderness towards Mary in these last days of preparation, when the coming of our Savior draws near. Mary ardently desired the birth of Jesus, as every mother longs for the moment when she will see with her eyes the child whom God has given her. That sight of a child will compensate for all the pains she has suffered, and now the new mother will be able to devote herself to that child, to take care for him, and to love him. Such was also the desire which consumed the soul of Mary, but how much more intensely, to see her son. All her life was in that wish. We are eagerly waiting the coming of Christmas, but think how much more eagerly Mary herself desired the birth of the Savior, which would bring the reign of peace over the whole world. The Just One is He who truly brings the peace on earth, and the best preparation we can do for Christmas is to have ever more ardor and devotion to Our Lady, who can save us even from the snares of the devil. And For a Christian, it is essential to keep his eyes on Mary. For the word Mary was explained by Saint Jerome from different etymologies to signify in Hebrew the star of the sea. This admirably agrees to her who is the glorious star to direct us in the stormy sea of this world. Then we who are now in expectation the reign of peace will see its fulfillment, as it is written in the psalm, "Give to the king thy judgment, O God, and to the king's son thy justice, to judge thy people with justice and thy poor with judgment. Let the mountains receive peace for the people, and the hills justice. He shall judge the poor of the people, and he shall save the children of the poor, and he shall humble the oppressor, and he shall continue with the sun and before the moon throughout all generations. He shall come down like rain upon the fleece, and as showers falling gently upon the earth. In his days shall justice spring up, and abundance of peace, till the moon be taken sway. And he shall rule from sea to sea, and from the river unto the ends of the earth." God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.